Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today is the third Sunday of Advent. Brothers and sisters, have you drawn closer to God? Or are you just too busy cooking food or buying gifts? Many things would come to you if you put what is first in the right place. And that is God Himself. He came for you and for me as a child so that we would not be frightened of Him. He came as a helpless baby, and He came for each of us. Brothers and sisters, let's ask ourselves today, am I ready to receive Him this Christmas? Am I ready to draw nearer to the Lord? What's one major obstacle, even now, even in the third Sunday, what is an obstacle that keeps you back from following Him more closely? Open your hearts today and do what it is the Lord asks of you. Today, we take a look, first of all, at the book of the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses 14 to 18. It says, "Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in His love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals. Don't be afraid. He comes for us. He comes because He loves us. He knows us by name. He knows everything about us. Sometimes I think He knows more about me than I know myself. Really. God is so, He knows us all intimately. Don't hide from Him. As I've said to you before, if you need to confess your sins, please do it. Please. That you with a clean and a pure heart can receive Him this Christmas. Open your heart to Him. The responsorial psalm tells us, cry out with joy and gladness, for among you, that's us, for among us is the great and the Holy One of Israel. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and He has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. Give thanks to the Lord. Acclaim His name. Among the nations, make known His deeds. Proclaim how exalted is His name. Sing praise to the Lord for His glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. He's here, brothers and sisters. We cannot see Him, but He is here. We cannot hear Him. He is here. Brothers and sisters, stop for a moment right now and just say, Lord, I acknowledge your presence here. Help me to love you more. Help me to be faithful. I love you. Help me. Just pray that kind of a prayer. You'll be amazed over the weeks to come how God hears that prayer. We read the first letter of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Put your trust in Him. All of us, trust Him. And we look at the gospel today, Luke chapter 3, verses 10 to 18. The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food shall do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He answered them, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "And what is it that we should do?" He told them, "Do not practice extortion, do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages." Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor, to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Exhorting them in many other words, in many other ways, he preached good news to the people. Brothers and sisters, we need to take that to heart. Stop, if you're a tax collector, stop collecting more than what is prescribed. And he told soldiers, "Do not practice extortion, do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages." I think we could ask those questions ourselves. What is it in my life? What is it in my life that hurts another person or robs another person or abandons someone? One who says, "I'm too busy, sorry, I can't help you." What do you think God would say to that? Really, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you a little story that I don't think I've told you before. I may have, but it's good. I was walking down the sidewalk. It was raining. It was really raining. I mean, the kind where you're wet all over. And I was trying to get down the road fast. And lo and behold, here's a man standing on the side of the road with a cup for just something. He was terribly crippled. And the rain was coming down, and he stood there hoping that someone would give him something. Brothers and sisters, I think I may have told you that story before, but it so resonates in my body, wherever I am, not to turn away from anybody who has a need, or to say, "I'm too busy," or I'm late for a meeting, or "I'm not this," or "I'm not that." Don't do that. Just say, "This is what the Lord has put before me. Do whatever it is you can, even if you can only give them a quarter or 50 cents, whatever it may be, give them." Brothers and sisters, that man looked at me with such gratitude. I just pulled whatever money I had in my purse out and gave it to him. And he was so grateful. He just looked at me. And I think we both started to cry. And how grateful I was that I stopped. How grateful that I didn't give in to the rain. How grateful I was that I might be late for something. I was doing it for the best reason in the world. God loves us. He wants us to become like Him. He wants to care for us. He wants to show us the way to go. And He will, if we do what he has asked us, then he will lead us more and more, closer and closer to doing his will and helping other people. And we want to do that. There's a man by the name of John Baptiste Scalabrini. He was the bishop in Italy in the 1900s. And he says this: we must not simply live in Jesus Christ. Rather, he himself must be our life and must live in us. He must live in us with his spirit, with his grace, with the impression of his mysteries, with the application of his merits, with the efficacy of his sacraments, above all with the sacrament of his body and blood, so that we can say with the apostle, "Yet I live, no longer I, but Christ lives in me." That means that Christ lives in our hearts and reigns there like a master and king. It means that Christ's spirit expands and grows in us, and that life-giving heat, Christ encompasses us, sets everything right again, warms everything, sanctifies everything, and divinizes everything. He loves with our heart, thinks with our mind, speaks with our tongue, and works with our hands. For him we consume ourselves. For his glory we study. With his grace we perform our duties. For love of him we bear pain. To give him pleasure we enjoy pastimes and partake of nourishment himself. His throne is established in the heart of every Christian. Is it, brothers and sisters? Is his heart in you? Is it reigning in you? Brothers and sisters, let us grow. Let us grow. Let us draw him closer in our hearts. Let us draw ourselves to him. Every day, when you get up in the morning, say, "Lord, I have a very busy day, but I want you to know how much I love you." When I have a break for coffee, as I've said to you before, or lunch, just take a moment to say, "Lord, I love you and I want to follow you. Help me." And you can mention whatever it is you need help for. But draw Jesus into your life. Draw God close to you in your mind, because he's right there and he wants you to draw closer to him. If you forget and you're going to bed and you're half asleep and you just say, "Lord, help me, I love you," or "Lord, please help me," whatever you need to say, but speak to him every day. If all you have is a moment, well, check out your schedule. If all you have is a moment, you're not going to last very long. But I want to say that just for a moment, put God in his rightful place in your heart. And as you do that, he will grow in you. He will draw you closer to himself. I promise you. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.